Good day to be exact. Although Dougie is absent for the moment, we'll tell you why in just a second. But I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Roberta Facinelli. Ken Kessler holding things down on our website and social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or tweet us, twitter.com@Good Day Show. So Dougie, he has decided to embark on a cross country drive, you know, because why not? He's got his car. He's just going to hoof it on over from Los Angeles.
LA to Boston.
Yep, LA to Boston. And he was in New Mexico, and he was with us earlier in the show, but he has disappeared. Apparently they've lost power at his New Mexico studio. So, you know, hey, it's the three of us. We're having some fun. And really, this weather storm, Roberta, you've been following it, I know, already.
Wow.
Because one of your part-time passions is the weather. You used to be our good day weather girl.
And also, my husband is flying into, like, the heart of the storm today. I said, do you realize where you're going? He's going into Tennessee. This is a humongous storm. It goes from Texas all the way up to Ohio. And the big problem is they're predicting a huge ice storm. And that could affect areas like Denver all the way up to Ohio and even Dallas. And they're saying it could knock out power in Dallas, which would then knock out the airport, which would then cause all sorts of problems. And what's really weird is that yesterday in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, temperatures were almost 80 degrees. In the next day or two, it's going to be down in the 20s and 30s. So we're talking
about
50
to 60
degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
weather
change with ice. So it's just a huge storm. If you're in the affected areas, you know, definitely, you know, make preparations. They're saying that be prepared for power outages that will last for days and days. So it could be, you know, through the weekend before you could even think about getting power back. And it's going to be extremely cold. Temperatures are going to be sub-zero. And that's the biggest danger, too, when you lose power is if it gets really cold. You lose power, you know, during the spring or summer, you know, you lose air conditioning. But this is like killer weather. So, you know, please make all sorts of preparations. If you're in the States, go on to weather.com or turn on your TV. You'll be aware of what's going to happen. It's that whole area from northeastern Texas all the way up to Ohio and affecting the areas all around that area there. So
be careful
be
if you're traveling.
Yep.
Check
yep.
your
be
travel
careful.
Delays.
And, yeah, and check with your airlines, too, because it's going to knock out a lot of airports.
All right, speaking of travel, earlier this week there was that awful train wreck in New York. There's been a lot of speculation as to what went wrong. Everybody wants to try to figure it out. Ken, you said that you've got a story about the latest on what's going on with that and with the driver of the train.
Yeah, apparently he's been suspended without pay as this investigation goes on. They're talking about something called highway hypnosis or white line fever. And I know I've gotten this when I've been driving on a long trip. And
oh, absolutely. It starts to lull you to sleep.
Yeah. And they're saying that might have been what happened with this driver. He was, switching shifts, so he was exhausted and doing a new shift. That doesn't exactly explain why he was going over 80 miles an hour into that 30 mile an hour turn, but they think that that's what's behind this. And in the meantime, he's been suspended without pay.
What an awful, awful feeling. I mean,
I don't know if you were watching the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree last night on TV. If you notice that at the end, before they even ran the credits, the first thing they said was in memory of James Lovell. He was one of the people who died, and one of the four people
that
who
worked
died
on
the train
Today
wreck.
Show for NBC, right?
Yep. He was an audio technician. He was working on the tree festivities, and actually, he was a friend of my husband's. So
sad. Lots of people lost there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also sad, if you're looking for some fast food today, you might be in for long lines. Fast food workers and labor organizers are set to turn out in support of higher wages in cities across the country all over the place today. Organizers say walkouts are planned in 100 cities with rallies set for another 100 cities. It's not clear what the actual turnout will be and whether they'll even shut down or disrupt restaurant operations. But if you want to run for that border, there might be some delays. A similar day of protest. Remember, they did this summer. It had mixed results. A few protesters showed up in some locations. It wasn't as big as they wanted it to be. But the actions are all part of this push by labor unions, worker advocacy groups, and Democrats to raise the federal minimum wage of $7.25. President Obama says he would back a minimum wage of $10.10 an hour. That is a huge, huge jump. If you're, especially in small business, $3 an hour for a minimum wage hike is big.
That's 33%. But on the other hand, I mean, 10 bucks an hour to live nowadays, that's like, you know, almost barely minimum.
You know, we get into this conversation often, and we're going to get to Dr. Ken here, so we don't have a lot of time to do it today. But I always think that the minimum wage really needs to go. I mean, I think if you let the market dictate what people earn and people's skills, you're going to be in better shape than saying this guy has to make X amount.
Yeah, the minimum wage, it was supposed to be a learning wage for people new to job, mostly teenagers, and it's just morphed into something else that people are trying to live on, and that's not what it was supposed to be.
All right, well, we'll chat with Dr.
Use it as an excuse to pay people less.
It could be. We'll chat with Dr. Ken about the effects of fast food and maybe even the minimum wage. It's 13 past on Good Day.
To reconnect with friends and family, ExxonMobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in ExxonMobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. ExxonMobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as ExxonMobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
This holiday season, remember,
Easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car window just for good measure. Two blue suits, he rides horses, 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
This holiday season, shop at Sports Authority, where you'll find there's nothing like the gift of sport. We've got the brands you love and thousands of items on sale now. And here's our gift to you. Now through Saturday, when you spend $100 or more, you'll get a $20 cash card free. Plus, we're giving away hundreds and hundreds of prizes in our $500,000 Gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes. So visit sportsauthority.com today to enter and see official rules. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority. All things sporting good.
Hey, fans. How would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
All right, about 15 minutes past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Dougie out today, but Dr. Ken joining us now. And Dr. Ken, lots of medical news. One of the big stories that caught my attention is that U.S. stroke deaths have fallen to 40%. Tell us the story there.
Sure. Hi, Jennifer. The CDC is reporting that stroke deaths in America, they've been dropping for more than 100 years and have declined 30% in the last 11 years. It is possible that the most important reason for the decline is our success in lowering blood pressure, which is the biggest stroke risk factor. Other reasons for the decline may be reductions in smoking, improved cholesterol levels, and better treatment for stroke patients. And the thing that's working against us, however, is this obesity epidemic.
So to prevent stroke, keep the blood pressure down, the cholesterol in check, don't smoke, and stay at a healthy weight. Is there anything?
Know your blood sugar.
And know your blood sugar, because that contributes to stroke too. All right, so get those numbers, get those tests done. They're not as scary when you do them every year, right?
Exactly, just know your numbers.
What about vitamin D? Now, we've been hearing a lot about this. There's a lot of debate whether you should be taking vitamin D supplements. If you've got a low amount, it can cause problems with your brain. What's the story with vitamin D, and what's the right amount for our diet?
Well, how can we age with a healthy brain? This is out of Free Radical Biology and Medicine this week, Jennifer. A diet low in vitamin D causes damage to the brain. In addition to being essential for maintaining bone health, newer evidence suggests vitamin D serves important roles in other organs and tissue, including the brain. my recommendation, ask the doctor to check your vitamin D level as part of your blood test each year. And if it's not greater than 30, talk to your doctor about taking 1,000 to 2,000 IUs, international units, each day. Don't take more than 2,000 each day on your own without talking to your doctor.
So not more than 2,000, because I'm one of those that I don't know my number. I usually get blood work done, but I don't think I've ever been tested for vitamin D. I take a supplement that's like 1,000.
That's okay.
That one's okay. So not over 2,000 if you haven't been tested.
Exactly.
What about taking an aspirin supplement at bedtime, Dr. Ken? There's been a lot of talk about taking aspirin to prevent heart problems, to keep your blood moving. What's the latest on that? Can it really help you? Does aspirin really help?
Great question. The American Heart Association recently had their national meeting, and it was reported that a daily dose of aspirin, which has become a common treatment for people at high risk for heart attacks or strokes because it does thin the blood a little bit and prevent clot formation. But does it matter when during the day you take the drug? There's this new Dutch study that was reported at this conference that suggests that people who take aspirin at bedtime might get more protection against heart attacks or strokes.
All right, so what's the difference? How come it would be better at night than if you just took one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, that's a great question. There's probably hormonal variation during the day that affects how sticky or thin the blood is, and it seems like the stickiness of your heart blood, of the blood, is highest in the morning as you're waking up, and this allows the peak effect of the aspirin to get that heightened stickiness of the blood cells.
So do it at night. Now, what's the difference between taking an adult aspirin or a baby aspirin? Is there a dosage that is
absolutely
the optimal one?
An adult is 4 times a baby, 81 for the baby, 325 milligrams for the adult. This should be done. Talk to your doctor about the right dose for prevention. If you haven't had a heart attack yet or a stroke, doctors usually will recommend 1 or 2 baby aspirins each day.
Okay, and any kind will do, right? So the chewable or the swallow, those all don't matter as long as you take the right dose. Talk to your doctor about that. Now, what about plastic? People have been talking about plastic cups and bottles and about how they increase your sound and light sensitivity. Is that true?
Exactly. This is out of Toxicological Sciences Journal.
Say that 5 times fast. Toxicological.
Exactly. Migraines, Jennifer, debilitating headaches that can be so bad that they leave you bedridden, could be triggered by a chemical found in popular household products. The name of this chemical we're going to hear a lot about is bisphenol A or BPA.
Mm-hmm.
BPA exposure, you know, it's even on the receipts you get at the supermarket.
Yeah, you see BPA-free items.
Exactly.
Now, too.
Via food packaging, plastics, and tins. It may increase the incidence and prevalence of migraines by causing changes in locomotion, light and sound sensitivity, grooming, and startle reflexes. Here's how it may work. The presence of BPA in the body, especially in women, causes estrogen levels to rise and contributes to an imbalance that may lead to migraine headaches and other health problems. So if you have migraine headaches, you may want to eliminate this BPA if you can. You know, no more bottled water, and just try to limit it as much as possible. At BPA.
Absolutely. It's worth a try. All right. For all of this information, all the stories we just talked about, you can check out Dr. Ken's lovely face under Good Day Health on the DougSteffen.com website. Thanks, Dr. Ken.
Be well, Jennifer.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
From 1953, Eartha Kitt, Santa baby. I love this song.
Santa baby.
My favorite version, I think, is this one, although I do have to give an honorable mention to that Madonna version. Anybody else? No? This is the one. All right, we're celebrating the holidays. It is the Good Day Show. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Ken Kessler in for Doug Steffen. Now, one of the ladies that we like to check in with most here on the program is Wendy Williams. She actually did a lovely job of praising Demi Lovato for speaking out about being a child star on her show this week.
I have something, a quote from her, that about how it is growing up being the boss in your household. And this is what she says. And remember, she is on the X Factor, so we still watch her every week. Remember, she spiraled out of control with drugs. She's sober and vigilant about staying sober and speaking out whenever, you know, she sees somebody on a slippery slope. Not in a judgmental way, but just in, you know, an observational way. And this is what she says about parental control. She says, my parents tried to control me, but I'd be like, oh, really? I'm grounded? Well, I pay the bills. They did the best they could, and I think that's why a lot of young stars struggle when they're making money or providing for their family. She's saying what we assumed, but nobody's ever said it except for, you know, somebody like, okay, like Danny Bonaducci. He was a child actor, you know, and now he constantly speaks about, you know, what it was like back then, and Corey Feldman and, you know, a lot of the kids. But this girl at 21, I like that she's saying it and she's still, you know, a young lady.
Yeah, she seems like she's got it all together. Demi Lovato, very good, and creating quite a career for herself over on The X Factor. Now, also, Roberta and Ken, in celebrity news, because I know you needed a Kimye update.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are reportedly planning their wedding at, oh, you know, not Joe's Wedding Chapel, not Las Vegas, not their local church. Oh, no. France's Palace of Versailles.
No.
Oh, my.
Can you do that there?
I don't know, but if anybody
can,
it would be them. Kanye's never been married and wants a big wedding. Well, gee, you think Versailles kind of fits that bill? This is all according to Us Weekly. Another insider said that they are not working with a budget. Do they ever? Oh, my goodness. Speaking of marriage.
Excess, I don't know. I find the excess so unpalatable.
It's gross.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It is gross. And I don't know how people support his music. But it just, I mean, there's nothing that they can support with her other than the tabloids. But it just seems like there's so much. And they're so over the top about everything. And there are people starving. It's kind of like.
I know, right?
It's like the $100,000 gift bags that they hand out to all the movie stars at the Oscars or the Grammys. Why don't they give those to people that actually need all of
that
stuff?
Right?
My mom is a teacher. She goes nuts when she hears about all this stuff that these people get, and they don't even want. They, like, toss it away. If you handed one of those gift bags to local area schools instead of handing them to 30 celebrities, you'd be making a big difference. All right, I'm done with that soapbox. Also tying the knot.
Right.
Christian Slater married his girlfriend of 3 years, Brittany Lopez. Congratulations to them. They got married on Monday, an odd day. They had an impulsive courthouse ceremony. The actor's 44, and they've been engaged from earlier this summer, so just a few months now, and originally planned to have a small wedding later in the year. But on Monday, they went to get their marriage license and decided to just make it official right then and there. Also married, Terrence Howard, great actor. He got hitched to his girlfriend of 1 month. That's a quick one. The couple hinted at their wedded bliss by both wearing gold bands on their wedding fingers to the premiere of The Best Man Holiday last month. Sources confirm that their quickie marriage is indeed real, even though it's an outlandish move. Orlando Bloom and Liv Tyler, are they the newest couple? Rumors
True.
Orlando Bloom is dating Liv. They're
You're
old
kidding.
Friends from Lord of the Rings, and they've been getting cozy since Orlando split from his wife, Miranda.
Oh, my goodness. I know. They both live in New York.
Wow. 28 passed on good day.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
What if I told you you can reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 66reverse.com. People who have followed this plan at 66reverse.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 66reverse.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 66reverse.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 66reverse.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 66reverse.com. Watch for free at 66reverse.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 66.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Good day show. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Ken Kessler, or in for Ken Kessler, in for Doug Steffen. That's Ken Kessler over there. Stop pretending. And there's Roberta Fasinelli.
Hello.
Over at the website, DougSteffen.com, there's a new story today, guys, that will set you up to have a fantastic day. Apparently, there is now candy that prevents your teeth from rotting out. How cool is this?
Yay.
You know, responsible parents limit their children's candy intake because it's not great for your health. There's like the obesity problem, tooth decay. Ah! But 40% of children and adolescents have dental problems. Now, a UCLA scientist, I will not even attempt to say his name, but it's something like Wan Yuen Shi, has developed a lollipop that actually prevents tooth decay. It's a new type of candy that could give parents peace of mind in terms of oral health and obesity. That's pretty good, and it looks delicious. I think we need to all have some. It's used, I guess, basically with Chinese medicine and herbs. He's created something that's tasty and that can satisfy your sweet tooth without ruining your diet or your mouth. I like this. I think this is the best story of the day today.
That's
you guys
a fun
agree?
Story.
I want to know when they're going to do Reese's peanut butter cups that'll away cavities.
You know how I justify those, Roberta. Peanut butter is good for you. So Reese's peanut butter cups are actually protein, and chocolate's good for you.
And they make dark chocolate ones, too, now.
Right. So for me, I mean, Reese's peanut butter cups are health food, I think. You can actually just write it down. And if you drink it with a Diet Coke, it's negative calories, by the way.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Or a nice cold glass of milk the way I like it, so you get your calcium as well.
Absolutely healthy. Yes, Ken, you were saying?
I was going to say, before we go too much further, we should probably mention who's not here.
Who?
Somebody's not here.
Doug Steffen's out. I said Doug Steffen's gone. So here's the deal, guys. I've brought this up before.
It sound like he's dead or something.
I know. Ken's like, we shouldn't pay tribute to Doug Steffen. Doug is fine.
People are going to get scared.
He's actually probably taking a nap right now. He's on this cross-country drive from Los Angeles to Boston. He's in New Mexico, and at his broadcast location, he lost power. So we've been Douglas for, I don't know, a couple hours now. But I think we're doing all right. We'll be fine. He'll probably be back soon enough. And he's, I'm sure, enjoying a cat nap because he already said he was tired. I think he had 4 hours of sleep last night. So
right.
He's doing all right.
I think he pulled a plug on himself.
I think he did too. He's like, oh, nap time. You guys take it. I know. He just disappeared. Tricky, that guy. You got to watch out for
mid sentence.
Tricky. All right. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Ken Kessler is in charge of our site over there, all of our social media. Now, Ken, I'm going to send you an article to post because I've got something up at my face on my Facebook page that was sent to me by Rich McFadden, who's out today as well. But it's 13 things that mentally strong people avoid. And it's a really cool list. One of them is to shy away from change. You don't want to do that. You don't want to give away your power. You don't want to waste time feeling sorry for yourself. All of these are great tips. I'm going to post them over at our page at facebook.com/Good Day Show. What else is going on over there today, Kenny?
Well, earlier today, you had mentioned we had played a song from the Polar Express, and you had mentioned that you had not seen that.
No.
And Helen says that you really need to watch it, Jennifer.
You know, you should be excited because I'm one of those dorks that love Christmas, and so I go to ABC Family. I'm going to give them a little shout out. And every night they have a different movie, a different Christmas movie. And last night, or it may air tonight, but I have set my DVR for the Polar Express. So, Helen, I will be watching it soon. Maybe this weekend I'll settle in and watch the Polar Express.
It's terrific. You'll love it.
All right. What else is going on?
I also borrowed a picture, a meme from George Takei and posted it on there. It has one of the Amazon drones that you've seen.
Dropping off packages.
Right, and it says, Amazon delivery drones, skeet shooting with prizes.
You know, that's an interesting one. Can you shoot down the drones and steal people's packages? Maybe that's something for Amazon to think.
There you go. I love his post. The best one I saw lately, it was a wreath with a picture of Khan from Star Trek in the middle of it. So what was that?
I don't know.
The Wreath of Khan.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
That's great.
Now, Rich had also posted an update. It was Rich McFadden's birthday. He's an important part of this show, and he's been battling Hodgkin's lymphoma. And he was successful, and he did his last round of chemo on his birthday, which was this Tuesday, I think it was. And now you have some posts about that also at Facebook, right, Ken?
Yeah, I copied and pasted Rich's post because it was really very well written, well said about his battle with cancer and that his last chemo was actually on his birthday. And there are lots of great comments, the people wishing congratulations. Pat says, been there, and I know how it feels, especially when you get that checkup. Marge says, cheers. David says, toot your horn and savor every moment of this great news. And there are lots and lots of comments that I won't go through them all, but there are just dozens of great comments. And if you would like to read what Rich said, which is really very powerful, just go to facebook.com/Good Day Show and scroll down. It's two or three stories down. But
yeah, he's been so inspirational going through this with such dignity and grace. And, I mean, it really does make you count your blessings. And of course, not just during the holiday season, but anytime when you can hear his story. It's very inspiring. So check it out, facebook.com/Good Day Show. You can get all of the connections there at DougStefan.com, and Dr. Joy will be with us up next.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling Connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
No way! You know how much we save by cutting this down ourselves? We're almost in the car, we can make it!
It's getting closer!
Why aren't you hibernating?
There is a better way to save. At this year's Monday sale this Saturday, get 60% off coats for the family and 50% off a Craftsman Mechanics tool set. Plus, Shop Your Way members get 10% in points with Sears card and first $1,000 of each qualifying purchase used by January 31st. Sears. Points offered 12/26. Valid opt-in email required. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/7.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission estimates 15,000 injuries involving holiday decorating nationally during November and December. Thank you, Michael Fortier, for that piece of information. It is a good day show. We are not injured yet, but we are talking about the holidays with Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler, and the lovely Joy Brown, who is a doctor of all things, and she's here to fix our holiday stresses. Now, we haven't been injured by this 15,000 light bulbs. They haven't gotten us yet, but our love lives have been a little tampered with this holiday season, Dr. Joy. I got into a conversation with a friend of mine the other day about this weird dating taboo that happens around the holidays. It's right. Almost like dating shuts down if you're single between Christmas and New Year's. Is that true, or is it just us thinking that?
I think it shuts down a little earlier than that. I think it shuts down right around Halloween, maybe even pre-Halloween. And I'll tell you what, you're exactly right in terms of the observation. As I said, I think there's just a broader window. First of all, because if you're a guy and you're thinking about dating somebody, there are a whole spectrum of Christmas past. They're going to haunt you. First of all, introducing you to the family. Yeah! Giving. Double da! Then there's the dreaded New Year's Eve. So it's really, yeah. Yeah, I know people have gotten married so they wouldn't have to worry about a date for New Year's Eve. I mean, it's just...
Seriously?
It's really, oh, yeah, yeah. It's really the kind of Bermuda Triangle of relationships. Valentine's Day is not very far behind. So you're really talking about a very tense time. Well, let me add one other thing.
Yeah.
For the people who are already dating, there is the expectation of, is the ring going to happen on Thanksgiving? The family's around, you got it, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and then you've got, you know, you've got Valentine's Day. So this is a really, really tricky time. If you're in a relationship that's not quite solid yet, if you're in one that's kind of solid but not sure where you're going, or God forbid you're not in a relationship. So this is really tricky stuff.
Here's a tip. Wow. If you are in a relationship and you are sitting around the tree and you're looking lovingly at each other, don't hand her a small package. package. Even if it's like a pebble that you're giving her, wrap it in a gigantic box because there will be expectations.
Well, yeah, and there's the old, I thought it was a ring and it's earrings.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Don't do it.
These are not good things for relationships. Yeah.
Wrap it a large format box.
Well, unless they're about a carat a piece, then, you know.
No, even then, I mean, let me tell you, I know women, in fact, they did a movie about it, I think, about a woman who was expecting a ring, and when the earrings came through, she decided to go to Ireland and get herself a man. I mean,
You're right.
It needs to be in a refrigerator box, even if it's just a scarf.
So what if you are single then during the holidays? Do you just hang it up? Really, do you honestly hang it up between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day, or do you try to date? I mean, nobody wants to have the ball drop without someone to kiss on New Year's Eve.
Well, but the point is that there are lots of people that you can kiss that you may not necessarily look at to as a
mate. Boy, is that true?
Yeah.
Have you been to Vegas with me?
You little slut, you. There you go. I'm sorry, that was so rude. I actually know, I had a kid who worked for me at one point who actually went through, I was living in San Francisco at the time, and she went through Union Station on Valentine's Day kissing everybody she could find, which seems a little extreme, but unless she has a lot of mouthwash.
Absolutely.
It's not that you hang
alcohol
up, it's that you decide that this is not necessarily the world's best time to find the love of your life. There's just too much sentimentality, but that doesn't mean you put yourself on house arrest, and it's a great time to volunteer. It's a great time to kind of get out and help other people sort of garnish their tree and have an orphan's New Year's Eve, you could do a New Year's Eve party, but it's just, you know, just decide that you're not going to focus on finding the one in time for New Year's Eve, because you're just going to, you're either going to settle for something that's not going to work, you're going to have too much to drink. I mean, I make it sound like a season, and to a certain extent it is, yeah. But it's, you know, that look, you're not looking for a date, presumably you're looking for a mate. And if all you're looking for is a date, then, you know, put it up on Craigslist or something, or call up your uncle's, you know, gay friend, or, I mean, do something. But, you know, I think that it's only New Year's Eve. And you know, if you think back to the New Year's Eves that you really enjoy, they're quite often kind of low-key with a friend. My favorite thing to do is be on the beach. And I've lived in the frozen north for most of my life. So when I'm on the beach with people on New Year's Eve, they are frozen. And I'm having a great time, so.
All right, what if you are in a relationship, and the subject of gift giving comes up? Because, you know, when you're in that relationship and you realize that the other person's birthday comes before you, you don't have that set standard, so you have to be the one to set it. So if a birthday hasn't gone by yet and you're in a new relationship, what's an appropriate gift for the holidays? Because you want to take the pressure out of it.
Well, yeah, probably the best and easiest thing to do is to talk about it, which, of course, takes some of the fun out of it. But, you know, gift giving is one of those really complicated things because it says a lot. It says a lot about expectations and family history and income and reciprocity and control and all sorts of things that are not necessarily things that should be obscure because they're dangerous. So one of the possibilities is saying, look, this is our first holiday together. How about if we each put in some, you know, $100 or something, or $50 or $20 or $5, and go and get a nice bottle of wine to share?
Yeah. So, see, I think ticket gifts are great. Like if you go to a ball game or, you know, something like that, that's kind
but
of fun.
Because, I mean, there's always that problem. I'll tell you a quick story about my daughter at one point who decided one year that she wanted to go and buy all of her friends presents. And she earned the money, and we went to Woolworths, God bless Woolworths, and she bought like 20 gifts for about $5. I paid for the tax and the wrapping paper. So she went around on Christmas Eve to all of her little friends with all these little wrap presents. And by definition, they were like a pencil. Or the first thing she picked out was the jewelry box with a ballerina, and I pointed out she couldn't afford that. So she got, and she really put a lot of care and a lot of thought into it. She got kind of cute erasers and little tiny tchotchke things. And one of the places we took the present doesn't open their presents till Christmas Day. So this woman said, oh, your present isn't wrapped yet. And clearly went down to the local drugstore, which was the only place open, and bought this elaborate, expensive stuffed animal that probably was $40 worth. And my kid's gift was probably about 50 cents worth.
Yeah.
And my kid, who at the time was about 7, said, "Mom, why did she do this? I just wanted her to have this gift." So my kid got that, you know, that sort of trying to top or to reciprocate. The only appropriate thing to say to a gift is thank you.
Exactly.
You don't try to top each other. So having a discussion about either how much you're going to spend or doing it together or buying something jointly is a much safer thing to do, because at least you'll find out where both of you are about gift giving.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. Joy Brown, great advice. Check out her website. Is it drjoybrown.com?
Drjoy.com.
Drjoy.com. Thanks so much.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653.
Market conditions may mean it's a good time. Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Now joining us from the money pit, the man himself, the home repair guru, Tom Kreitler.
That must be something's wrong with your house. You need some help.
I do. Well, I have to tell you, Tom, here's my issue. I'm a Christmas fanatic.
Yeah.
I love to decorate. I mean, I try to go all Clark Griswold on everybody. But it is so frustrating when you pull out lights that have been stored up in my little shed for a whole season, and then you pull them out, and like one doesn't work, and then the whole strand goes out. Or maybe like three are lit. You know, it's just so annoying. And it would be so much easier if they just stayed lit forever. My Christmas tree does.
And, you know, they probably worked perfectly when you put them away. I mean, you would have put away a bad string, right? I mean, it would have been working, and you put it away carefully, and you take it out, and mysteriously it doesn't work. Well, first of all, did you ever notice when you buy holiday lights, the manufacturers always brag, lights stay on if one light goes out?
Right.
It's like a big lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it never happens.
Those lights don't really burn out in the traditional sort of incandescent sense. They, you know, the contacts get loose and they disconnect. And when that happens, the whole string goes dead. So if the light burns out, yeah, it'll stay on, but they just don't burn out. So what you need to do if you have a string that's not working is this. First of all, You want to unplug it, and you want to take a look inside the plug at the fuses. There's two little tiny fuses on the plug. There's usually a cap that pulls off. Look in there and see if they look like smoky, like burned, because they do burn out. If they're good, then what you want to do is you take each bulb and press it tightly into the socket. Go bulb by bulb by bulb, press them into the socket, then plug it back in again. You may have found that you fixed it because one of those bulbs was loose. If it still doesn't work, unplug it again, then take each bulb out and then reinsert it. We do this every year, and invariably we save the lights and don't have to throw them away. Because there's two little thin wires on those bulbs, and if they're not contacting both sides of the socket, the string's dead. And so by taking the bulb out, sort of adjusting the wires and pushing it back in, that fixes it.
Now, what about if you have LED lights? I bought a whole bunch of them last year. Is it
the colored
thing
one?
With those?
The colored
ones,
yeah, the white.
Those are pretty. You know?
Really? They give me like a seizure. The colored LED lights. There is something about the blue LED that just, it like burns a hole into my brain.
Yeah, it's very, I don't know, blue.
Yeah, completely different technology. Shouldn't be a problem. The only thing you have to worry about is, again, is the fuses. And it's more of a problem if you put a bunch of strings together. There will be limits, usually maybe three-ish in terms of the number of strings you can put together.
Even with LEDs, because they draw nothing in the way of power.
They draw less, but still the fuse is an issue. So you want to just follow the instructions on that.
Hmm. All right. Now, how do you attach your Christmas lights to the roof? Do you use a staple gun? Is that safe?
No, that's what I No. Why
would
you pull those holes in there? I'll tell you what I do. I use cup hooks. You know the little cup hooks that you get at the hardware store?
Yeah. Oh, there was a screw into like the top of your
cabinet.
Was a screw,
right. So many, many years ago, I put cup hooks all up and down sort of the gable end of my house. And I just
hang the
lights
that's
on those
idea.
Cup hooks. And what I use is a twist tie to sort of hold it off every, you know, couple of hooks so it doesn't blow off in the wind. And not the kind that has sort of like the clip on them where the cups clip on and clip off, just the ones that are sort of open. And they just sort of hang there by their own weight with a couple of twist ties. And you could just leave them up there and use them year after year after year.
Okay, and one more holiday question, because this has turned into all about my yard. Okay, so I have pink disco deer that I stick on the front of my house.
Okay, I'm not going to go there.
I want a picture.
Gertie's the girl, and Joe Buck is the boy.
Disco deer.
So every once in a while, and they're beautifully pink. It's great. So every once in a while, actually not every once in a while, the last 2 years that I've put them out, Gertie's got a bum leg, and I have tried to make her, like, sit perfectly on the grass. Do you have tips for making the deer sit?
Gosh, somehow in my home repair experience, I've never had to fix a disco deer with a broken leg.
There's no like yard spikes or anything that I need to find at a store.
So one leg is shorter than the other, is that why it won't sit?
Kind of, yeah. She kind of rocks a little. She's had a little too much eggnog.
Yeah. Well, right, I guess I'd probably stake it off. Yeah, I'd probably drive like a two inch by two inch stake in the ground and then support the leg to the stake.
All right. I'll try that. Right. Now, you get lots of emails from our Good Day Show listeners, Tommy. Now, I don't have them in front of me, but I know you do. So can you go through a few of those for us?
Sure. Let's see. Joe in Minnesota has a question about his driveway. He says, I have large cracks in my driveway. Short of tearing it up, what options do I have? You know, now is a really good time to reseal your driveway. So with those cracks, you simply want to use an asphalt crack filler, not a sealer on that. You fill them in, clean the driveway really good, and then seal it with a good quality sealer. Now, all the sealers today are latex based, which makes them really easy to use. Do it now before the winter weather really kicks in.
All right. Disco deer and sealing your driveway.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.